بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. We are still in this chapter of the importance and the virtues of making dhikr, and various types of dhikr formulas were also came in various ahadith. Further, Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu narrates from Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُهُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The example of that person who remembers Allah makes the zikr of Allah, and that person who does not remember Allah, does not make the zikr of Allah, is like the example of a living person and a dead person. A living person does everything for himself, and a living person, for example, who is in a coma, he can't eat himself also, he can't breathe on his own, he's got a ventilator, he can't do his toilet on his own, he can't do anything. Though he's still living, but he's like a dead person. Like that we can understand a complete dead person who can't do anything for himself. That is a person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, who does not make the zikr is like that dead person. Not even like that person who is in a coma, that he's useless, really, he can't do anything for himself. This person here who does not make the zikr is like a dead person. A dead person is even worse off than a person in a coma. So like that is a person who does not make the zikr of Allah. And a living person who does everything for himself, in fact he helps other people also, that is a person who makes the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And this comparison has been given by Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should give it thought and think that how important the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يقول الله تعالى. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah Ta'ala says, in other words, hadith al-Qudsi, a hadith, the words of which are that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the subject matter is from Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. أنا عند ذني عبدي به. That I treat a person according to how he thinks about me. What his thoughts are about me, like that I think about a person. From this the ulama have written, a person, it is faraz, that he must always have good thoughts of Allah, that Allah will shower his mercies upon me, Allah will open the doors of rozi, he will sustain me, Allah will give me shifa. Always have good thoughts, and according to that, Allah Ta'ala treats a person. Now this good thoughts that a person develops, that is what he should have, but that is also dependent according to his lifestyle, his actions, etc. A person who is, for example, he has to go to Durban and is driving on the road to Cape Town, he can't have hope that I'm going to reach Durban. He's on the wrong road. So a person, his lifestyle must be also according to deen. Then his hopes will be also that Allah will forgive me, etc. If a person takes a plane to Australia and hopes that I'm going to land in New York, this will not happen. So a person's direction of life, that will make him have these hopes in Allah Ta'ala. And then when a person is trying to do good, etc., he must have full hope. A person is making namaz, etc. We know our namazes are weak. Even our istinja is not 100%. Our wuzus are not correct. But now we are on that line, have hope that Allah will shower his mercies. And Allah Ta'ala will be kind to a person. And when a person has bad thoughts about Allah, many people unfortunately say that Allah is definitely going to punish me. I'm so bad. Allah treats a person like that. A person must not have bad thoughts about Allah. Allah is most merciful. So always, no matter what his condition, he must have hopes in Allah. But walking on the right road, this will give him those hopes. So a person must walk on the right road and have great hopes in the mercy of Allah. وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. And I am with him when he remembers me. Allah is with every creation of his all the time. That Allah is with the person who makes the zikr, that Allah's mercy is with that person. Allah's help and kindness is with that person. And a person cannot imagine how much Allah's help is with him when he's engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. فَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي. And then when he remembers me in his heart, I remember him also in my heart. That is secretly. And what a great thing that Allah is remembering a person. So we have to be engaged in the zikr of Allah, and Allah remembers us. وَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. And if he remembers me in a gathering, that is, a person does collective zikr, not just on his own, but in a group form he makes zikr, Allah remembers him in a much more better group, the group of the malaika, the group of the arwah, the souls of the mursaleen. In front of them Allah remembers them. And Allah's remembering is that Allah boasts about them. And the malaika also become astonished. When Allah created Adam alayhi salam, they had objections that this human is going to cause fights and is going to cause bloodshed, etc. But when they see them making zikr, they also get surprised. And Allah boasts, see, I told you, I know better. You said these people will cause bloodshed and will cause destruction on earth. See them sitting without having seen me. They make making my zikr, etc. وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu further narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, sabaqal mufarridun. The mufarridun have gone ahead. The mufarridun were actually referred to those people, like whenever we are walking together, a group of people or a number of cars, a convoy is traveling, then always there is somebody who likes to be right in front. So those are called the mufarridun, who always want to be in front. On one journey, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, where are the mufarridun? So the sahaba said, there they are gone ahead already. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. The real mufarridun of my ummah are those people who are qalu wa mal mufarridun ya Rasulullah. Who are those who have gone ahead? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-dhakirun Allah kathiran wa dhakirat. Those men who remember Allah in abundance, and those who are women who remember Allah in abundance, they are the ones who are gone ahead. In other words, by these people who make zikr are going to win the race by Allah. They are the ones who are going to be in front. And not only zikr, but zikr in abundance. And an easy way to make zikr in abundance, a person reads reasonable Quran Sharif, Yasin, the surahs at night. He reads the three tasbihat, third durood Sharif, third kalima, istighfar. And he reads the du'as of the various occasions. That person will be engaged in great amount of zikr. When he wakes up, there is a du'a. When he, before entering the toilet, there is a du'a. After coming out from the toilet, there is a du'a. Before wuzu, there are du'as. In wuzu, there are du'as. After wuzu, there are du'as. So a person who learns these and reads them, he will be engaged in a great amount of the zikr of Allah. And they are the ones who will win the race. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu anhu says, I heard Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, أَبْذَلُ الذِّكْرِ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The best of all zikrs is لا إله إلا الله. And this is easily understandable, because the most important in our deen is the belief in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, the repetition of لا إله إلا الله, which is the basis, the foundation and the heights of deen, the end, the ultimate of deen, is also la ilaha illallah, tawheed. And so a person who recites this, tawheed will also come into him. And Allah loves that when a person says and realizes that there is only one Allah. But one is just to say it, and one is to have the reality of it. And in that, a person also, the more he will say it, the things that negate, things of shirk, which comes in our lives, attributing things to other people besides Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, a person makes sajda, and now he believes, I'm getting energy from the ground. That is also a type of shirk. Energy is only from Allah Ta'ala, not from anyone else. To have these wrong beliefs, that is all types of shirk. So a person must be very careful, and by recitation of zikr regularly, Allah will bring the reality of Tawheed in a person's life. وآخر دعوانا